You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, the place online to learn about small business marketing and sales automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. And if you would like to become one or find out more, go to allsystemsgopodcast.com and you can find out not just how to become an automation service provider, but you'll get access to a ton of resources as well. If you're new to the podcast, make sure that you subscribe and share, especially after you listen to this episode in its entirety. At the time of recording this, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to. Okay. You can find the show in all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube. Do me a favor while you're at it. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It will be greatly appreciated. If for whatever reason you are having a problem finding out where to leave a review, you can go to automationbridge.com/review and we can take care of it for you. Okay. In this episode, I get to speak with Mike Yan, the co-founder of ManyChat. And as the co-founder and CEO of ManyChat, it's his goal to disrupt the $5 billion plus email marketing industry by bringing the convenience of messenger apps to business to customer communications. And he's well on his way too. ManyChat is trusted with over 1 million businesses worldwide, and they source them with the ability to have one-on-one dialogue on a variety of social channels. You will hear Mike's excitement and enthusiasm about chat marketing and what recently dropped, to the point where I am going to be moving, adjusting my publication schedule so that this episode goes out early so you all can take advantage of the next big thing in chat marketing. Mike Yan's here to talk about it, co-founder of ManyChat. Enjoy. Mike, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad to have you on, man. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yes, yes. So this is, I got probably just a drop from the cup of value that you're about to give us today by you announcing one update that I really think is going to change the landscape of how people use social media and close leads and everything else. And the timing of this podcast, the timing of this recording is spot on because it was just announced. So just enough of a teaser to get people to wonder, what is he talking about? So before we go there, Mike, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your background and your business.
For sure. My name is Mike Yan. I'm the CEO and co-founder of ManyChat, and we are the number one chat marketing platform in the world. We help businesses automate conversations across messaging apps like Facebook Messenger and now Instagram, DM automation, and WhatsApp, but also other channels like email and SMS.
Yes, and that's big. I want to list it off. You said Facebook. Facebook is pretty standard. I think people may have engaged with the Facebook Messenger bot by now. Instagram automated DMs. That's new. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
And WhatsApp. And WhatsApp, I feel like I'm glad you mentioned it because it, when you go outside, I'm U.S. based, but when you go outside of U.S., the conversations and how people communicate are vastly different. And WhatsApp begins to be one of those applications that you see cross country, not cross state in the U.S., but cross country, used more widely. So tell us a little bit about what drove you to the decision to start a software company. Is this something you always wanted to do when you were younger? Did you just always love marketing and messaging? Like what, what was the ingredients there?
Yeah, we've been doing software startups since I was probably 19. So it's been a while. And I think that the inspiration came from my father, who was an entrepreneur his whole life, since he was a student. And since I wasn't even, like, I was either I was just born or somewhere around that. So he was always an inspiration to me. And as soon as I had a few jobs when I was in the university, just doing waiting tables, just doing deliveries. But then as soon as I had an idea, I started to go the entrepreneurial route. And that's how it all started. We had a few e-commerce, like we had an e-commerce business. We had a few like consumer tech startups. And then in 2015, we started ManyChat.
Nice, nice. So I would imagine you took some learnings from e-commerce and marketing there, and then on some of the consumer products, like you kind of pieced it together. And was this more so a hole in the market that you found, or more so something that you just wanted to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was definitely kind of like that hole in the market. I would say even it was technology first, which is a lot of people love to talk about, like find the problem, like fall in love with the problem, not with the solution. Right. And then if your solution is not good, then like if the problem is there, you'll find another solution that will solve it. For us, it was different. So I want to paint a picture where like the business could be opportunistic. The business could be you see something and you see, oh, this could be a great thing. And then it starts to piece itself together. So for us, it was Telegram, which is also a messaging app like WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. Telegram has been getting a lot of traction internationally recently. They had only 65 million monthly active users when we started on the platform. Right now, it's over half a billion. So they grew almost 10x in the span of 6 years. But at that point, they were one of the first messaging apps to open up their APIs so that developers like ourselves could create platforms and enable businesses, create products for businesses using that messaging channel. So that's how we got started. We saw an opportunity where we thought, hey, there's 65 million people using this messaging app. Businesses will want to do broadcast. Businesses will want to build lists on this messaging app. So we build a platform to do that really in a very simple way without doing any coding. Like it was a completely visual, completely text-based platform. And before that, the only way that you could do a broadcast on Telegram would be if you like would rent servers and like hire developers. So it was really, really hard. So imagine a world before MailChimp, before any email marketing platform, the way you would do email marketing would be like to set up an email server, to set up a database of emails, and to like basically code MailChimp yourself, right? Yeah. So we were the MailChimp of messenger marketing, basically helping businesses just do what they can themselves, which is gather a list of messenger subscribers and do broadcasts, do sequences, do everything that you would able to do using the classical channels, but on new channels where the customer attention actually is. And that's how we got started on Telegram. 9 months in, actually Facebook Messenger opened up and we were three people at that point. So it was really, it was really a hard decision for us to switch over from Telegram to Facebook Messenger, because with just three people, we couldn't support two platforms. We didn't have enough power just in terms of people on the team to support two platforms. And on Telegram, we got a lot of traction already. So we are growing on Telegram. On Messenger, it's a much bigger market, but we have to start from zero. So it's a completely different environment. We don't know if we're going to be able to grow or not. So after a week or two of discussion, we were like, okay, we gotta make this leap of faith because it's such a bigger market. if you want to build an international company, we got to go big. And we basically started from zero on Facebook Messenger. We weren't able to transition any of our Telegram customers because it was like, it's just geographically it's different. So people on Telegram are not like overlapping with people who are using Facebook Messenger. But we were fortunate enough to like take all the learnings from Telegram and to really understand what has to be built for Messenger. And instead of building a chatbot platform, we were building a Messenger marketing platform. So we were helping businesses achieve business results. And I think that's what separated us from a lot of the competition who were building like something that sounded great on paper and was really like buzzwordy, but wasn't really what people needed and what businesses needed. And I think that was the key to our success on Facebook Messenger. And now, 5 years later, like Facebook Messenger launched in 2016. So now 5 years later, we just see so much opportunity with Instagram. Facebook Messenger is a great platform, but Instagram is going to be bigger because the number of businesses who are using Instagram is bigger. And the fact that you already have such a huge organic reach on Instagram allows you to re-engage people and allows you to create that attention and that engagement on the platform. But the thing that people are struggling with is conversion. So you have followers, you have likes, you have comments, but do you actually drive sales with your Instagram? Do you actually drive bookings? Do you actually get leads? And I think people are already, like, definitely they're already doing it. But what we are seeing is that you could do that 10x better with DM automation, with automating your direct messages. And that's what we are really excited to bring to the table. Like, this is just like for everybody who's listening, this is something that's just been released just a few months, like just on June 2nd. So basically literally 2 months ago. And this is the most cutting edge technology for Instagram that you can find. And in 1 year, remember my words, in 1 or 2 years, every business account is going to be doing DM automation. This is going to be just table stakes. This is going to be something that is a no-brainer, like having a bio or leading, like having a link to capture people, etc. This is what DM automation is going to be because of how powerful it is. Just to give you a few numbers, for example, what you could do with DM automation on Instagram is you could post a story, let's say, and say, hey, we got this new product coming out. DM us, let's say the name of the product is going to be, I don't know. Let's do an ebook, right? Like we got a new ebook coming out. DM us ebook to get 50% off. Let's say like it's a special deal only for the IG subscribers, right? People who DM your ebook, right? What you're going to do, you're not going to deliver them the ebook itself. You're going to say, hey, where should we send the 50% off coupon to? What's your email?
Yes.
So you're capturing emails automatically in your DMs instantly. And you know what the conversion rate to like them giving out their email after they've sent you the initial keyword? It's 50 to 80%.
50 to 80% conversion from social. Wow.
Yes. And that's because it's native. And that's because it's native.
Right.
And it creates, first of all, the fact that it's native, it can be like, people don't really get like how important it is. People are familiar with the interface. There is zero load time. So it's not a website that's like takes a second or two to load, which is really important on mobile. Attention spans on mobile are less than a second. Like it's if it's not instant, it's gone because people got a notification, got a call, got a message, they're already out. So the thing that it's familiar interface, zero load time, zero latency, it's instant. And the fact that it's a trusted channel, so you're not somewhere in the open giving out their email, you're actually conversing directly with Chris or directly with the business in a private closed environment that nobody can see, right? DMs are not accessible by anybody other than the two parties who are there. So it feels much safer and much more intimate to give out your, and that's why we were seeing like the conversion rates that are just out of this world. And this is why I'm saying, like, this is what's going to happen. Like, the next 12 to 24 months, every business account who is actually utilizing Instagram seriously and is serious about the business and growing that and using the channel is going to be using DM automation. So here is the thing that everybody should keep. Like, I'm sorry for talking for this, but like,
just keep going, man. Keep going.
So this is the thing. If you want to get the highest conversion rates, you got to start right now, because as with any channel, as with any marketing tactic, call it a tactic, call it a strategy, doesn't matter. Anything that's new will have the highest conversion rates the first year it's out.
Right.
Once it starts to get adopted by everybody else, conversion rates start to drop. Now, this is not to say that this is going to go away. I think that it's the same thing as with websites, as with email marketing, etc. Look at email marketing. Every year, open rates going down, CTR, like click-through rates are going down. Are we like dropping email marketing? Are we thinking, oh, we got to stop doing, like, no, because it works. Because no matter how low those conversion rates are, they're basically free. Right. And like, there is nothing like doing an email broadcast is nothing compared to spending a dollar, $2 on a click on Facebook. So this is the same thing with IGDM automation. If you want to be in the land of 80% open rates, you got to start right now and capture all of the best conversion rates, because this is what's going to happen in 1 year. You're going to hear about this 20 more times from other influencers, not from like the CEO of the company, but you're going to like hear about this from everybody else who we are working with. And we're working with like basically the major Instagram marketing influencers, everybody else who are, there's already thousands of people who are using this, but compared to tens of millions of businesses on Instagram, that's basically nothing. So nobody's basically using this, but we already have the benefit of seeing thousands of people who are already using this. And what's going to happen is that you're going to hear about this 20 more times. After a year of hearing about this, you're going to become convinced that this is something that you should do. But the year will have already passed, and you're going to be getting on with the early majority, not with the innovators and the early adopters. So this doesn't take a long time to set up or anything. This literally, like, if you want to do like the basic keyword automation or the basic conversation starters, which is basically allows you to help people start a conversation with you without having to type, like, do you know when you like go to profile, click message?
Yes. So let's do that. Hold on, Mike. Let's do that, because I don't want to get too far ahead with the audience. You're about to. So I told you what Mike was going to bring. So let me say this. All right.
Yeah.
First off, I need to hats off and congratulations with your early success with Telegram. Right. Yeah, to be able to use that platform and establish success and be able to leverage that quickly and more. I'll say leverage it more effectively for Facebook and build on that. I feel like everything that you've done has just been one step to get you closer and closer to this moment with this big innovation for you guys to be leading the charge, right? So there's a group of people who are listening to this and have not, maybe they've engaged with the messenger, or maybe, and they knew what it was, and maybe they didn't. They're like, wait a minute, somebody wasn't typing that to me. Just break it down in layman's terms, what messenger marketing is when you guys started with Facebook, and now what it's going to evolve to as we migrate over into Instagram.
That's a great question. Basically, we used to call it messenger marketing when we were just in Facebook Messenger. In 2019, we switched to chat marketing because it was obvious that this is going to be a multi-channel approach and the flow builder that allows you to do this is going to be applicable to any messaging app. So yeah. I'm going to talk about chat marketing if you're okay
yep,
with that.
Absolutely.
So chat marketing is the discipline of using chat as a two-way communication to do marketing, sales, and service. And we focus on chat marketing because that's the number one use case that people usually come to us for, because that's the thing that gets your top line growing. Like, you're not trying to cut costs. Usually people are trying to grow sales. And in layman's terms, the way it works is that on Facebook Messenger, you have a Facebook page, a business page, right? And it can have conversations. So it can actually converse with your customers. So when somebody messages you, it can automatically reply to them and, for example, capture their order information, or it can capture their email information. So it can ask them questions and it can, for example, qualify the lead, right? If you run a marketing agency, you can ask them, what marketing budget do you have? How long have you been in business? And you're asking these questions just to make sure that it's a good fit for your business. So you're not spending time with clients who are not going to be a good fit. And maybe you can, send them to a blog post, maybe to a YouTube video, maybe to some materials. But if it's a good fit, then you can get an instant notification that, hey, there is a really hot lead on the line and they fit perfectly the business. You got to talk to them and you can capture their phone number and get on the phone with them instantly. And in our day and age of like mobile interactions, everything has to be instant. If like the leads grow cold, not over a matter of like weeks or days, they grow cold over a matter of minutes, right? If you're not there to serve the customer right away and answer their questions, that customer is probably going to change their mind, find somebody else. Like everything has to be really, really fast these days. And this is what chat is about. It's about how to create those instant, private, personal, and converting connections.
Tell me this, Mike, real quick. Let me interject real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me this: when you have your chatbot going, and you've collected their first name, their email, and their phone number, where do you store that information? Are you able to sync it with the CRM? Is it in a spreadsheet? Like what happens with the information after you capture it?
Yeah, you could do anything with it. Like you could save it in ManyChat. We have direct integrations with Google Sheets. You can send it to a spreadsheet. We have direct integrations with like CRMs like HubSpot CRM or Zapier. You could send it through Zapier to anywhere basically. If you have something set up already, you can use that and just send over, use ManyChat as a data capture tool, as a lead capture tool, and then send it over to your system. Or you could use ManyChat. Some people use ManyChat for this also, because we do have what's called custom fields. So you can save all the information about the customer right inside ManyChat and then use it to call people or to message people, etc.
Love it. Love it, man. It's like a social CRM.
Yeah, exactly. one of the ways to talk about it. Not a lot of people, like, to be honest, like if we're talking about like the smaller businesses, like not a lot of people know about what the CRM is. People know that I got an email list. I got a customer list. CRM like comes from Salesforce and from like the bigger enterprise clients. But now I feel like it's getting more and more acceptance, which is great, because that's exactly the thing that we were doing.
Yeah. And I've also seen, and you tell me if you've seen the usage of ManyChat expand. But now that Facebook has kind of changed their algorithms so many times over, people aren't engaging with business pages as much. But now you've got a lot of people creating Facebook groups, and then they'll do a training in the group and say, hey, if you want this training or you want access to this resource, comment below. And then that comment triggers a messenger bot to say, hey, you said you wanted this, here it is. And then it says, where can we send this? Is that something that you guys are seeing more and more of being effective in terms of Facebook group usage in ManyChat?
Yeah, the thing with Facebook groups is that you cannot really automate comments to the group posts, because The way that Facebook works is that it has to be, the automation has to be attached to a Facebook page. So the group itself, like if you've seen that, that's probably somebody hacking the APIs, because that's not available through the official APIs. But you could do that. You could use the group to send people over to a Facebook page with a, like you could, for example, share a Facebook pages post inside the group.
Yep.
And if they comment on the Facebook pages post, yes, you could automate those replies to the group. Facebook, I would say, listen, if I'm being honest, the most important social network right now is Instagram. And I'm not saying that because of the user numbers, because Facebook is bigger in terms of number of users.
Sure.
I'm saying that because of the ad spend. The ad spend on Instagram is right now, if you think about like Facebook as a company that owns Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram, etc., if you think about the revenue split and the specifically ad revenue split, Instagram is responsible for 36% of Facebook's total ad revenue.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a big chunk because of how recently Instagram was acquired by Facebook. I mean, that wasn't 5 years ago, I think. Maybe
more. Probably right. More.
Time is flying, man. So probably more, but either way, to take up 36% of advertising, that's a huge chunk, man. Huge. That's a third, you know, over
that's
third.
That's a huge portion. And I think people don't know this number, but I think what the key part is that not only is it already 36%, the rate at which it is growing. So right now, let me tell you this. Right now, Instagram is growing 50% year over year. So next year, it's going to go from it's going to go to probably 45 billion. So right now, Instagram is 36% of Facebook's total revenue. In terms of dollars, it's 30 billion. So 30 revenue a year. It's going to go probably to 40 to 45 this year in 2021. Facebook proper is growing much slower. And if you think about the overall Facebook growth as a company, Facebook earned in 2019 $70 billion totally, including Instagram. So Facebook as a company earned $70 billion. In 2020, it earned $84 billion. So that's 20% growth year over year. And I'm doing this math, like it's going to be hard to do this over audio, but bear with me. So Facebook added $14 billion from $70 to $84 billion. Right? It added $14 billion in incremental revenue. Does it make sense? So in 2020, Facebook increased their revenue, additionally earned $14 billion. 10 out of that 14 came from Instagram. So Instagram Instagram is responsible for 70% of Facebook's growth right now.
Yep.
Just think about that, 70%. It's driving the company forward. It's the main engine that's driving Facebook forward right now. Now, this is the kicker. By 2023, Instagram is going to be responsible for over half of Facebook's total revenue.
Sure.
So right now it's 36%. It's going to go over to 50 or over 50% by 2023. That's just 2 years. Just 2 years. And Instagram is going to be the major source of ad revenue for Facebook. And for people who are like, oh, this is projections, we don't know what's going to happen in 2 years, etc., it already happened in the US. I'm talking about globally right now. In the US, Instagram is already making more money for Facebook than Facebook proper. It's already over 50%.
Listen, so I'll share this, Mike. I cannot count how many people that I've talked to in the last month, I'll say. In fact, I talked to a associate just the other day, and they told me, look, we do all our sales through DM on Instagram. No calls. And this is not like $50, $100 products. Like, Mike, these are five-figure products being sold on Instagram, and this is manual messaging. So what you're introducing now is this DM automation. Is this available to everybody? How does somebody get their hands on it? Just if you sign up for ManyChat and it's there, like, is it an exclusive wait list? Do you have to have a certain amount of followers? Like, what's the process?
That's a great question. So right now, it's available to anybody with either from 1,000 followers to 100,000 followers. And that's not our limitation. That's a limitation that is coming from Instagram itself. So they're doing a phased roll. But since you already told me that this is going to air in a few weeks, I must correct this. If you're listening to this in the recording, then it's already available to everybody, because the somewhere in the first half of August, they're doing phase three, and phase three is when it's rolled out to everybody. So by the time you hear this, anybody, literally, no matter how many followers you have, you can just go to ManyChat.com, sign up, and you'll be able to automate your DMs. And we do have a gallery of templates. Like
that's what I was going to ask. How easy is it to get started, Mike? Now, look, I know from experience, you guys have a visual builder, which speaks my language. I can see arrows and you know, from each message, and I can see the pathing. So for somebody who is great at Instagram, they've been seeing their following grow, this has perhaps been the missing piece, Mike. And they're like, I am so glad I heard this podcast. I'm going to ManyChat now. You already know there's that initial overwhelm whenever somebody logs into new software. You guys have templates. What else is there waiting for them to help take advantage of the DM automation?
That's exactly what we've been working on this summer, is how to make it easy for people to get started. And basically what will happen is that you'll go through the onboarding process, and then you'll be able to select which campaign you want to start with. And we already have a lot of campaigns there: how to capture emails, how to qualify leads, how to do conversation starters, basic keyword automation, anything that you would want to get started with. Like, it's already there. You just basically set up the template, change the content to suit your voice. And it's very visual. Like, there's, as you've mentioned, zero coding required. You don't need to code anything. It's like, basically, if you can post on Instagram, you'll be able to like use ManyChat. It's very visual. Yeah. Like, if send this message, add this button, like if person presses this button, then send this message. It's very visual. Just drag and drop. What you see is what you get, type of thing.
And I'll say this, if people are not putting together the importance of this, chat marketing, period. When you bring that into social media, there's a lot of anonymous activity, a lot of anonymous interest that's happening on your page. You don't see all your page views, but you see your likes. That's a fraction of the people actually seeing your stuff. So now when you have these tools that allow you to capture on the attention that you're grabbing, it goes from unknown anonymous to known and reachable, right? Like, I now know who's interested because I said, hey, we're running this special. If you want to get a discount, just type in special.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll send, you know, they type in special, and then the DM automation takes over, says, oh, great. Where should we send your 15% discount? And now once they respond, you have captured somebody who would have been just anonymous to you. Exactly. Instagram would have seen that person visited your page. Facebook would have seen it, but you would have had no clue. And now you can capture that information. Wow, man.
Now, can I get the cherry on top? When somebody does that, what happens is it opens up a 24-hour window, what's called a 24-hour messaging window. So whenever somebody starts a conversation with your account, it gives you, Instagram gives you 24 hours to talk to that person back. Now, you could ask them for their email and to send them the coupon, etc. What you could also do is, let's say in an hour, you can check in and say, hey, have you had the chance to use the coupon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? How valuable is freaking that? Because that gives you, like again, look, Instagram notifications are on, right? Like if you get a DM, you check the thing. It's, you're getting for 24 hours for that, like when somebody messages you, you get 24 hours of a really clean and high signal channel.
Yeah,
with that specific customer. Right. It's so hard to get a high signal channel right now.
Yeah.
Because like, where are you gonna get that? Like it's email is very low open rates, very low, like it's spam to death. It's like so many messages that are you're getting there. And every other channel is basically paid, right? You have to like pay for re-engagement or retargeting, etc. Here, when somebody expresses interest, you get 24 hours to build a relationship with them. And if they click on the, like, hey, have you had a chance to check out to take advantage of that coupon yet? You can say yes or not yet. If they click any of those, that restarts the 24-hour window because they've taken the action.
So as long as they're engaging with you, it's a rolling 24-hour window.
Yeah. Any action in the chat, like, gets you another 24 hours. So obviously, like at some point, people are gonna disengage. But that's not the point. Is that you can actually, they can say, "Oh, not yet." You can say, you can use that "not yet." Like people could say, "Oh, that's a negative response." You gotta give them that negative response because if people already took the advantage of that, that's great. You can promote something else. You can upsell, downsell. You can upsell or cross-sell, right? If they say, yes, I did that, you're going to say, great. You know what comes great with that specific thing? Like if it's an educational product, you can say like, here's another thing that comes with it. Like you're doing this challenge, here's a diary, like, or you could promote, cross-promote a course. Or if it's e-commerce, you can say, oh, you've bought these shoes. Here's something else that does great with this. Right. So you can actually cross-sell. If they say not yet, you can highlight the benefits of the product. And you can say, oh, no worries. You still got, let's say, 23 hours. You can see like that's a timed coupon, right? Like there's a hard limit on how, like when you can use it, but then you can say, hey, no worries. You still got 24 hours, nothing to worry about. By the way, this is why I think you should do this. And this is why you should take advantage of this coupon.
Yeah.
So that's, I think it's a very powerful it's a very powerful way to communicate over social and over specifically Instagram, which is now, as I mentioned, the number one social network because revenue wise, and revenue is the most important thing because that's where businesses spend their money, and businesses do not spend their money out of their like goodwill or anything. Like they spend their money because they're getting an ROI, right?
Right.
And if Instagram is going to be the biggest social network in terms of revenue in just 2 years, that's where everybody's eyes should be. And if your business is not using Instagram, you should start like being there because you should be part of the conversation. Even if you're a local business, even if you're professional services, it's like word of mouth, right? If somebody comes to your place, you got to be taggable. Like there has to be a profile that they can tag so other people can find you, right? If you're doing professional services, same thing. Somebody's going to show up the work that you did for them. You're doing renovation and somebody's going to say like, hey, look at what this guy has done for us or this company has done for us. Great. Now you're getting more and more clients through word of mouth. So you got to be,
absolutely.
It's like websites and everything else. Like you got to be a part of that conversation. Even if you're not doing this, like every day posting 10 stories, et cetera, like you just got to have a profile that showcases it's kind of like becoming like a new website, right? Like you are basically showcasing your products and everything that else you're doing. And exactly like with a website, there has to be a certain automated piece to it where people can find out more, make an order, leave their email and contact you and talk to you. We're super excited about this.
I can hear the excitement. I see it. And man, I could just listen to you talk about it all day, because Instagram, I'll be honest, is one of the platforms that us here over at Automation Bridge, we haven't fully tapped into, but it's been on our radar. And things like this, anytime I hear the word automation, it grabs my attention. And exactly. what I really like about it is, I know some people will be like, oh man, only 24 hours. I'm rejoicing because there's maintenance built in. Usually in my CRM, I have to program it. Hey, after they haven't responded to X amount of emails, mark them as disengaged. Like I have to program that part in there. But it being built in, that's great for me, because now I know whenever I log into MiniChat and it shows me who I can reach and who I can't, my engagement percentage is right there. So I can kind of shape my expectations when we do this promo or when I do this video. These are the amount of eyes that will see it. And then there's a whole organic piece to it. So as people are becoming disengaged, we're organically adding more engaged, and you know, it becomes the marketing machine. People have heard your enthusiasm about Instagram. You probably have a lot of MiniChat fans listening, because a lot of the people in my programs and that follow me use MiniChat. So everybody is probably fired up right now, Mike. Everybody's like, all right, Mike, we get it. So where is the best place for them to go to take advantage of not just the DM automation that we mentioned, but just get integrated with MiniChat as a whole?
It's just manychat.com, manychat.com. That's the best place to start. By the way, we haven't mentioned one thing, which I think is a great place to start, which is our, now I've just got a message from our content director of content. And she said that we won a Viddy award for our Instagram course. So we have a free award-winning Instagram DM automation course. Now I can say award-winning, which is kind of cool.
Nice. It's
13 lessons, and it will tell you everything that you need to get started with about Instagram automation. And the way you do that is you go to manychat.com, and there's going to be a resources section. And you're going to go to free course, and there's going to be an IGDM automation course. So just manychat.com, resources, IGDM automation course. It's a great place to get started. Right now, we have until the end of summer. If this does come out late August, then you still have a few days for the IG summer, which is we're giving away all of the pro features for free for 3 months. And start your IG summer before August 31st, if we can make this go out before August 31st, then people will be able to take advantage of this. No pressure.
You might have to move some things around, Mike.
No pressure.
I didn't know you came bearing gifts. I didn't know. So I want people to take advantage. So if we could turn the production time around on that, we will. And then we'll have the link in the chat, minichat.com. It's in the show notes. If you want to type it in right now, you can't wait. Go manychat.com. In the resources tab, we've got the award-winning Instagram course, DM Instagram course. So Mike, I can't thank you enough, man. Thank you for bringing your enthusiasm. And you know what? Thank you for bringing some numbers with that enthusiasm. You know, the nerd in me, the analytics side of me, we really enjoyed hearing those numbers, the growth, and just that statistical baseline, right? That statistical foundation of why people should be looking at multiple channels in your marketing, man. So thank you so much, man, for coming on to the podcast. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this. And you will see me, everybody listening, just know I'm not just interviewing Mike. I'm also listening. So I've got a handful of notes. I will go back to the team and say, hey, look, there's something we can't afford to ignore. Mike said so. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands dirty as well, man. But thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it, man.
Man, thanks so much for having me. Really enjoyed this conversation, Chris.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll see you online, buddy.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me just say this. If I didn't hit pause and stop, Mike would have gone on. And I don't mean that to be like, oh, he's so long with it. No, he was passionate. I hope you guys heard that. The passion in his voice for you to get in early. His passion convinced me to get this published sooner. Just for you all, I don't know which one of you who is using Instagram or who could benefit greatly from this, but it just sounds like there is an opportunity at hand to get in on the ground level of something. Why not be a part of it? So hopefully this episode is your entryway into making Q4 that much greater by adding an element of chat marketing, specific DM automation to help scale your sales. And do me a favor, make sure you share this with your local Instagram marketer or influencer. That person that you know spends a majority of their time on Instagram trying to grow their following as a business owner that has a business page. They've got to have a business page. Share this episode with them. Let them get excited. Don't keep this from them. They're probably working too hard as it is. And this new feature may be able to just not only set them free, but set their sales free to scale as well. All right. Lastly, before I go into our outro, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Did you not enjoy Mike as a guest? I hope my voice is soothing enough or easy enough to listen to where it's not a heavy lift to really grab these concepts, these marketing concepts, the automated marketing concepts for you and your business. Because here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. Small businesses need it. You heard Mike say it. These businesses, everybody's trying to figure out what's the next platform. What should we be doing? Where should we be? Small businesses are in dire need of marketers that understand the technology that's available, but also the strategy so that they can marry the two and build the automated systems that are going to be responsible for your rapid growth. Okay. What we've done is we've made it easy for you to get access to everything that you need. I told you we're dedicated to sourcing you with everything that you need. Do me a favor, go to allsystemsgopodcast.com and you'll get access to the latest episodes. You'll be able to get access to our Amplify My Automation package, where it is designed to put automated marketing and sales systems in your business over the next 6 months. You have immediate access to that. We have a free Facebook group you can join. You can request or refer someone to be part of the podcast, to be a guest on the podcast, just like Mike. If there's software that you're like, man, I just wish Chris would talk to the CEO and extract more out of their brain or extract more out of what. Hey, refer them. AllSystemsGoPodcast.com. The link is right there. You'll see it says be a guest. You can click on the link, put their information in or put your own information in. And any resource or training mentioned on the podcast is all there. One URL to remember gets you access to everything. And that's allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.